Artie's Time Warp, the best music on record.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. Echo the wells of silence. The people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering. Silence.
Coming soon to a theater near you.
New movies in December of 65 include Dr. Zhivago, starring Omar Sharif, Julie Christie, and Rod Steiger. It will eventually gross over $111 million. Let's check out Laura's theme from Dr. Zhivago, a song which will become a staple on beautiful music radio stations throughout the 1970s. Also at the theaters in December of 65, That Darn Cat, The Spy Who Came in from the Cold, and Do Not Disturb. And Thunderball is the next mission for 007. It's the fourth outing for James Bond and will attract $63 million over time. Tom Jones contributes his powerful voice to the opening credits of Thunderball.
She always runs while others walk. He acts while other men just talk. He looks at this world and wants it all. So he strikes. Success. His needs are more, so he gives less. They call him the winner who takes all, and he strikes. So he strikes like
thunder. 1965 by the numbers. The Watergate complex opens in Washington, D.C., and you can buy a two-bedroom condo there for just $38.5. Color TV has caught on to the extent that 96% of NBC shows are in color, half of the shows on CBS, and 4 out of 10 on ABC. The rate of marriages is up 5% over 1964, while divorces have increased by 7%. Americans spend $60 million on prescriptions to lose weight in 1965, and that's double what was being spent on those meds just 5 years previously. Artie's Time Warp.
Rescue me, or take me in your arms. Rescue me, I want your tender charms. And I'm lonely, and I'm blue. I need you.
Can't you see that I'm sorry? by it. True love takes a lot of trying. Oh, I'm crying.
December of 65, we're taking a look at TV on Wednesday nights. The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, Batman, and The Patty Duke Show are on during the first hour, along with Lost in Space and The Virginian, which curiously is a 90-minute program, so it's wrapping up during the following hour opposite Gidget and the highest-rated show of the evening, The Beverly Hillbillies. The Big Valley goes head-to-head with Green Acres and The Dick Van Dyke Show. The Danny Kaye Show and I Spy are on during the hour leading up to your late news at 11, 10 Central. And here's Roland Shaw's rendition of Earl Hagen's theme song from I Spy, starring Robert Culp and Bill Cosby, the first TV show to ever have a black actor receiving equal credits in the openings.
We'll be right back.
all the hits. Artie's Time Warp.
Love is but the song we sing for fear the way we die. You can make the mountains ring or make the angels cry. Though the dove is on the wing and you need not know why.
See the most often on the magazine covers in 65. That would be President Lyndon B. Johnson and General William Westmoreland. The general is commanding the U.S. forces in Vietnam in 1965. The Beatles command the number 3 spot on magazine covers, followed by the president's wife, Lady Bird Johnson. Vietnamese head honcho Ho Chi Minh makes the top 10 list on your weekly newsstand, along with Sonny and Cher and Barbara Streisand. This is Artie's Time Warp.
Thank you.
Stay tuned as Artie's Time Warp continues in December of 1965.